UN Special Envoy for Syria has urged all parties to help reduce escalation of violence in Syria and to bring the outcome of the Sochi National Dialogue Congress to Geneva.
I need all the members of this Council, indeed the Council as a whole, and all who have influence on the Syrian parties, including the Astana guarantors and others, to push hard on three main points. First, to work urgently for de-escalation, civilian protection, and humanitarian access. Second, to support the UN in Geneva to give effect in Geneva to the Sochi final declaration within the framework of 2254. Third, to support the UN in convening the political process for the full implementation of 2254, in particular advancing real issues in the basket to promote a safe, calm and neutral environment. I strongly reiterate the appeal of the
Stefan de Mistura, who was briefing the UN Security Council on the situation in Syria, also called for the immediate and sustained humanitarian aid to reach the besieged areas in the country. De Mistura added that the current situation is undermining efforts for a political solution. De Mistura also stated that a committee should be established in Geneva to discuss new constitution for Syria. The United States and Russia were also taking part in the UN Security Council meeting and exchanged accusations regarding the situation there. The Russian envoy urged U.S. to cease provocations, while the U.S. envoy accused Syrian government of using chemical weapons. Eric Wahlberg is an author and journalist who joins us. Well, there's different, obviously, issues that were discussed at this UN Security Council meeting. One of them has to deal with the way that the U.S. has dealt with Syria when it comes to, let's say, the issue of the chemical weapons. They're trying to bring that up again. Why is it that the U.S. believes, after the Secretary of Defense has said that there is no solid proof that Syrian government forces have used chemical weapons, that it brings that up, almost setting the stage for another, perhaps, attack?
Chemical weapons accusations are a barometer for how desperate the West and the rebels are. As you say, there's no evidence and there's no logic in the Syrian government undertaking attacks. There is logic in the opposition trying to besmirch the government. And there's logic in the U.S. to try and muddy the waters of any kind of deal. Because the Syrian government is close to really taking control again of the entire country, and this is not what either Israel or the U.S. wants. So it's a sign of desperation that these chemical attacks accusations are being raised just at this time.
And don't you find it quite ironic that in a forum by the name of the UN, you have Israel that has attacked Syria without a mandate, that it's okay the way the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. presents it, that Israel has every right to do that, based on an allegation that there was an Iranian drone that flew into Israeli, I guess, airspace, of which Iran has denied?
Well, whoever was the producer of that drone, if there was a drone, that was an active, a country that's under attack. Israel has been invading and bombing, and it's every right. It was not, if there was this drone, it was not armed with anything. It did not kill anybody. It was a reconnaissance drone. So Israel is also desperate too. That's why its attacks against Iran and its accusations are getting more and more hysterical, because it looks like Syria will stabilize. It will be a good ally of Iran and of Russia. It is finally coming to that point, and it's a very hopeful sign for those of us that want peace in the Middle East. But it's not a good sign for either the U.S. or Israel, who have their own agendas of divide and conquer.
Okay, thank you for that. Eric Wahlberg, author and journalist, talking to us there. We appreciate it.